This could be one big box.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning and Merry Christmas from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. This morning, GMAC is unwrapping a huge present from the Federal Reserve. Last night, it approved the GM Financing Arm's request to become a bank holding company. That qualifies it for part of the government's $700 billion rescue fund. GMAC is one of the nation's biggest suppliers of auto loans. We're hearing more numbers out of Japan that aren't so merry. Production of cars, trucks, and buses there marked its steepest drop in at least four decades in November, more than 20% from the same time last year. That's according to an industry group that says there is fallout from down-in-the-dumps auto demand in the United States. On this Christmas morning, there may be fewer boxes under the tree and fewer cards, as in gift cards. That could mean a retailing double whammy, slumping sales and no post-Christmas bump. Jean-Luc Renault explains.
The National Retail Federation says sales of gift cards fell 6% this holiday season. Vice President Ellen Davis says many consumers went looking for bargains instead.
The thinking is, why would I buy a $50 gift card when I can get an $80 cashmere sweater for $30?
Davis says the drop will hurt retail sales in January, when shoppers usually cash in gift cards. Gone, too, will be much of the gift card effect, when shoppers typically spend more than the value of the card. Still, there was one bright spot in gift cards this year. Sales of so-called third-party gift cards, the kind sold at supermarket checkout aisles, were up. Terry Jack is with third-party issuer Black Hawk Network. She says these cards lured grocery shoppers who might not have intended to buy gifts at all.
People are even busier this year. There's a lot of anxiety around the economy. There's a lot of concern, but they're still going to the grocery store.
This year, most gift cards are expected to be for necessities, like gas and food. In Los Angeles, I'm Jean-Luc Renault for Marketplace.
Santa did leave a little something for Wall Street, and I do mean a little. Yesterday, the Dow gained about 0.5%, 49 points total. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 had small gains as well going into the holiday, about 0.25% each. In Asia, the Nikkei climbed by 1%, and the London, Paris, and Frankfurt markets are all closed in Europe. Maybe this morning you're opening up a present that doesn't have a price tag or can't be returned to a store. Homemade gifts seem to be all the rage this year, and that's giving a boost, at least in some retail quarters. Andrea Gardner has more.
Arts and crafts retailer Michaels surveyed more than 1,000 people this holiday season. Nearly 60% said they were more likely to make their own gifts this year. And the same number said they would spend fewer dollars on ready-made items like electronics. On average, more than 40 million U.S. households make crafts during November and December. That's according to the Craft and Hobby Association. That number likely grew this year. Sandy Getze is the group's vice president.
The economy change has really caused crafters to take a closer look at what in the past was a hobby for them, and now it's almost becoming a bit of a necessity as they're looking for more affordable ways to create items for their home or for gift items.
Painting and fashion clothes making were among the fastest growing craft segments this year. In Los Angeles, I'm Andrea Gardner for Marketplace.
Well, like us, some people absolutely positively have to be at work on this Christmas Day. FedEx is taking an unusual step of keeping its U.S. sorting stations open for 4 hours this morning. The company says severe weather across the country has caused a delivery backlog and wants to give customers a chance to pick up packages. The rival UPS says it plans to maintain its tradition of giving all of its U.S. workers the holiday off.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. And by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com.
On this Christmas Day, taste buds will be getting a treat all around the world. Food companies are constantly trying to come up with new flavors to gain market share and create the next big thing. And science is helping in that effort. From the Innovations Desk at North Carolina Public Radio, Janet Babin reports.
There used to be only one way to create new flavors, with a chef and a couple of taste testers. But the flavor industry hit a wall. Product development took too long. Consumers demanded taste sensations without added salt, sugar, fat, or cost. Enter science to the rescue. Sonomix is a flavor company based in San Diego. But inside, it looks a lot more like a pharmaceutical lab than a test kitchen.
Using much of the same technologies that the biotech industries use to discover medicines, we're using to discover new flavors.
That's Sonomix chief scientist Mark Zoller. So far, researchers know humans can experience five tastes: sweet, salty, sour, bitter, and the fifth taste, umami, or savory. Well, Sonomix isolated the human taste bud receptors that let us distinguish these tastes. Again, here's Mark Zoller.
We build sort of an artificial taste bud, if you will, and what this allows us to do is to screen different potential flavor ingredients against these receptors.
The pseudo-taste bud doesn't look impressive, just an oversized petri dish, really, loaded with flavor samples that get popped into a big metal machine. But the system is actually more sensitive than our tongues. It can identify new flavors faster than you can swallow that chocolate bacon bonbon. Sonomix starts with ingredients pulled from all kinds of sources: flowers, plants, minerals, chemicals. Then the sample plates are mixed with human taste receptor cells. Guy Servantz, director of high-throughput screening, he's in charge of the cells.
We measure in real time here on this computer screen how the cells are responding to the samples.
Servant tests as many as 50,000 flavors a day. Finding that rare flavor, though, is just the beginning. Sweet in the lab could turn sour in the kitchen. The flavor enhancer market is worth $6 billion a year, according to the Fredonia Group. Next up, a cooling ingredient. It can make room temperature soda feel ice cold in your mouth. In San Diego, I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Our website is always open, marketplace.org, the numbers there, and more business stories as well, marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Merry Christmas and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.